I have the honor of sitting down with Mark Swantek. He is the First Responder of the Month for July, and he certainly does deserve the title. He was nominated by his daughter, Cassandra, who was also here with me in the studio. Mark, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm going to ask you to tell me a little bit about your career as a first responder. Tell me what you do.
Okay. Well, I joined back in 1984. Then I joined 570 Rescue Team out of Monessen. I did them both at the same time. I just grew up loving helping people and doing things. So I drive now as an engineer, and I still fight fire also. My daughter is, for the last 8 years, have joined the local fire department with me. Goes to almost every call I go on, and she's learning the ropes. And it's nice to see that, especially, mm-hmm. you know, in my daughter.
And you're her hero. This is what she said in her nomination, that you are her hero and you are the hero of her two boys as well.
Well, she's also my hero, and they are too. They're my life. I love them to death, and I can't thank her for this.
We are so honored. And Cassandra, let me hear a little bit from you. Because of your dad now, what have you gotten into, and what are your hopes for the future?
Growing up seeing my dad do this, I decided to join in 2017. He was an EMT and a firefighter while I was growing up. And my mom was a CNA, so I'm also a CNA as well. So it's really true that kids follow their parents' footsteps.
Oh, definitely. I ask every first responder if it's a tradition in their family. And I would have to say 99% of the time, someone else in their family, grandfather, father, did it before them, which made them want to do it, which makes their children want to do it as well.
That's correct. And it is tough for fire departments today, you know, getting new members to do this. That's our biggest battle, is getting new members to follow through.
I just can't even tell you how proud I am of both of you. You definitely deserve this honor, and you have your certificate. You're going to get to go to Rinaldi's Pizza Barn, which you've never been to before.
No. Nope.
Have some good Italian food, and we want to thank you both again for coming in today and for everything that you do.
Well, I want to thank you and the radio station for this. This is very nice to get to receive something back to first responders.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.